Okay, today's daf brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Chav Beit, Masechet Beitzah, and we were holding at the two dots, which is one third of the way down. Okay, so we talked about the three things that Rabbi Gamliel had done, that he was machmer k'divrei Beit Shammai, and we discussed Ein Tomnim et Achamim, we spoke about, and now we're up to Ein Zokfin et HaMenorah, which sounds like, as Rashi explained the Mishnah, sounds like a guy has a pamod or something, it falls over, he's not allowed to lift it up. Why in the world would such a thing be true? Ask the Gemara, Micah Ovid, I understand. Well, what exactly is he doing wrong? No, it doesn't mean what it sounds like. It means we're talking about a menorah shel chuliyot, askinan. We're talking about a menorah that is actually assemblable. So it's made in little pieces. You know, so very often you find these in the Talmudim. The top sticks into the
assembly.
Break
required.
It down. Assembly required. Yeah, you do this for Shabbos. And here, when it fell, so a piece fell out. The question is, if you're lifting it up, you're putting it back together. And there you run into the issue of bona, since you're assembling and binyan. Assembly is an aspect of binyan. The mirzik bonet, so it basically is doing the same type of thing that bonet does. And as we saw earlier, Beit Shammai savra yesh binyan bekelim. So according to Beit Shammai Shita, that there's such a thing as binyan bekelim, and yesh tira bekelim, so then you're not allowed to do this, which is the way Rabbi Gamliel was machmir. Beit Hillel savra ein binyan bekelim, vein tira bekelim. Once Ula came to the house of Rabbi Yehuda on Shabbos, ikla lavei Rabbi Yehuda on Yantip, and kam sham ein zokaf leila shraga. So what his servant had done was, without asking anybody, he took the lamp, and this would be another meaning of Zokvin et HaMenorah, which is the reason we bring it here, but it's not the way that we explain Rabbi Gamliel of Beit Shammai. What he did was, is he lifted the menorah in such a way that the oil fell away from the petilah, which in another 5 minutes, of course, would cause it to go out. So then, there's getting into a bigger problem, and we get into the problem of putting the fire out. So Rabbi Yehuda asked him, how did you allow your servant to do that? Since it says, Hanoten Shemen Bener Chayav Mishum Mavir, somebody adds oil to a fire, so then he's over on being mavir. But if he's mistapek, he takes oil out of it, even though he doesn't put it out immediately, he's chayav mechabe. And where were we mater mechabe on yantip? So he's putting out the fire. We're going to get into the mechabe on yantip very soon. And in fact, Ula agreed. He did. I would never have told him to do it. And he said, lava datai. He didn't ask me, and it wasn't done with my permission or my awareness. There's a little bit of machlokas Rashi and Tosfos here about mistapek, which is very nogea lahalacha also. What is this idea of mistapek? The shaila is, if you're taking out oil, and in the end the fire is going to go out, so that is a gram kibbutz. That's not really a kibbutz. You're going to cause it ultimately to go out. It's not going to go out immediately. And therefore, the question is it because of a mimaher hakivui? So it's going to go out earlier. Tosfos says it can't be because of that, because gram kivui indeed is mutter b'yomtov, as we're going to see later, and even on Shabbos. You're not chayav for a gram kivui, even though a gram kivui is usser. So apparently the issue is, and this is Tosfos' big chiddush, the issue is that for a moment, as you remove the oil, the pressure of the oil in the petila changes as you're taking it out, and you draw oil out, which affects the flame for a moment. And therefore that affecting of the flame is what is the problem here. So it comes out that there would be very many different cases that come up la'alokha, which are nogea differences in terms of Rashi and Tosfos in the affecting, whether it's affecting or whether it's considered to be an etzem act of kivoy. The way the Rush understands it, which is the way many understand Rashi, the way the Rush understands it is this is kivoy, not because it affects the fire now, but because the current content of the lamp is the fire. So that basically when you take something, you put it over a fire, you extinguish it by removing its oxygen, or you extinguish it by cooling it and pouring water over it, or you extinguish it by changing its longevity, you have put out the fire. That's not the same as a gram kivoy. This is the fire. So, I mean, you might as well call it gram kivoy when closing off the oxygen to the fire. You know, just, well, it'll take a little. That's how you put out a fire. So if this is the candle, then it wouldn't be mutter to do it. According to Tosfos, it does actually speaks this out. According to Tosfos, if you have a long candle, where obviously there's no gas pressure that is affecting the candle, if you make the candle shorter, there would be no problem. You can cut off the bottom of the candle and shorten the flame by 5 hours. That's okay, because it wouldn't affect the flame in any way. So there'd be different situations depending on what it is that you're using. It becomes a question in terms of the gas on Shabbat. If you get down to the gas balloons or the gas in the car, you turn it off, there's not an immediate affecting of the gas. So it takes a couple of seconds until you note the change in the flame, and gradually the flame peters up. So there's the question whether is that considered to be kivui or not. It's not so partial, but that would be called kivui yadvata. Rav Moshe has this tshuva where he says, I don't want to write about this question on paper. Which is mashma, about gas, burning gas, because the question is whether gas can be considered bichlal to be a lamp, because it's each molecule as it goes, it's as if there's something there. The gas is supplying a flame, right? You can't say all of the gas in the container is burning. That's not true. It's not the same as the concept of a candle or of shemen in an air. There's no real connection between the two. So apparently he held that there's no way to view it as kivui at all. Actually, because of that, he's also matir, you know, use it on a gas flame. He's matir preferably to turn down the flame if you need a lower flame rather than to light another burner with a smaller flame. Even if you could do that, which Papashtis, according to Shulchan Aruch, is what you ought to be doing. But, yeah, but that's what he said, Allah Lamaisa. Turn down the flame, don't turn up another flame. Okay, many modern poskim argue on him, but he never articulated his shita vis-a-vis the gas. Because I don't want to write about it. I thought he would get into trouble, I guess. Omar Rav. Kanva Shari. Kanva, there's a lot of, first of all, Machloka said whether that's the correct years of Bechlal, but assuming that it is, Rashi understands that it means pinching, the other gears is Kansa, which we'll see in a moment, pinching the top off of the candle so as to remove the carbonized part, which Tosfos says, that's crazy, right? I mean, it would only be mutter to do such a thing if the candle wasn't burning. And there the point would be specifically to be mechin for additional lighting afterwards, because it'll make it easier to light. And that would be why it's mutter, because you're allowed to be mavir on yantiv. The rif bichlal has the gears of kinsa, which means a little pieces of wood that are in a torch-like thing or in a fireplace. You can remove one of the pieces of wood before the fire ever touches it, because then it's not one thing like a flame is. Can you turn off a lamp on Yontev because you're interested in intimate relationships. Now, the word davar acher, what's strange is we never use the word davar acher to refer to sex, unless it's usur. So that means davar acher always refers to something of gnai. You know, it could be, we talk about it in terms of tzaras, we talk about it in terms of mishkav zachur, chazer is a davar acher, something gnai. To call sex a davar acher is outrageous, and some suggest that, as often happens in the Gemara, when there was originally a Rosh Tevas, Dalet Aleph, meaning Derech Eretz, which is a word to refer to Tashmish, that somebody spelled it out as a davar acher instead of Derech Eretz, which actually happens. There's a lot of places where that happens. So maybe it should be that way. So would I be allowed to turn off the lights? Omar Lo, what's the problem? Go into a different room. Hefsher Babayat Acher? Okay, great. And if he doesn't have a different room, what about then? Well, yeah, you could always make a mechitza. And if he doesn't have anything to make a mechitza? Well, you could always take something and put on top of it, like those Shabbos lamps, so that it doesn't make any light. Okay, and if he doesn't have something, I said I'm not going to get an answer out of you. So, Efshul Echmot Alavet Akli, and what about Ein Lo Kli Mai? Okay, look, if you push me to it, it's Osir. That's the bottom. Eitvei, why is it Osir? Here it says in the Braita, Ein Mechabin Et Habaka'at Kidei Lochus Aleha. You have a burning board in your fireplace. You cannot put it out because you don't want to waste the fuel. However, if it's causing smoke in the house, you pour water over it and stop the smoking. So, you don't want the kedera that's on top to get full of smoke, then it would be mutar. So, I don't understand. How could this be worse than that? Omarlay, that's true. But that's Aliba Rabbi Yehuda Shita. We're going to see later on that Rabbi Yehuda Shita learns Lachem Lechol Tzorchichem. He doesn't darshan Hu Levado to mean only specifically Ochol Nefesh. So yes, you're right. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be completely mut to turn off the light. But Ki Kamina Ana L'Rabbanan. Boy Mine Abayim Mirava. How about to extinguish a fire? Your house got on fire. Can you extinguish a fire on Yom Tov? As we started talking about Kivui gently with the Shamash of Ula, who had moved the Nair in such a way that it went out. How about if you need to put out a fire? Obviously, I'm not asking you Hechadika Sakanat Nefashot. I mean, that you could do on Shabbat. That would be a silly question. Look, I mean, boyly, there are people be Shabbat Shari. I'm asking you, how about putting out a fire to save your property? Mishomi bud mamon mai. Omar lei asur. Eitve. Ein mechabin et abakat kidei lachus aleha. The same question. It says you're not allowed to put out a log that's burning in order to protect the log to be able to light it later. But im bishvil shelo yitashen habayit. I mean, believe me, if you're allowed to put it out because it's smoking, I would think that if the whole house is burning down to the ground, it's probably as bad as a smoking log. What did you think? And it says over there it would be mutter. Same as Vishalit Ashena Bayit or your Kidera. It's mutter. Yes, of course. He too answered the same thing. That's true. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Kika Minana L'Rabbanan. By Me Ravashi Miamema. Mahu lekol et ha'ayin v'yom tov. Are you allowed to put in eye medicine on Yom Tov? Now, obviously, if there's any type of sakana, hechadika sakana, this, even light issues, like, let's say, mucus coming out of the eye, could go rira, or there's a sense of stabbing pain, ditsa, or there's bleeding, dama, or there's tearing, dima'ata, or there's irritation, the kadachta, and we're talking about a case where you're at the beginning of a illness that may be developed and getting worse, tchilat uchla, Lomi Boili. Obviously, there's no problem in doing that on Yontov. You'd even be allowed to do that on Shabbat. Kikomi Boili, I'm talking about as you're already recovering at the end of an infection. And what you want to do is it's sof uchla, so you're on your way out of this problem. All you want to do is pitsuche eina. You want to improve your eyesight, clean out the eye, and so on. My. Amalei asur. You're not allowed to do that. Because it's like refuah. Amalei. So eitve yestem. But I thought, in mechabina tabakat. Same question. Vishoni lei. Kiddushanin. And he gave him the same answer. I was answering you, aliba de rabbona. And you're asking me from a braita, aliba de rabbi Yehuda. Amemar shoyl mikalin minochri b'shabata. Amemar said, it's okay to get this eye medicine put in from a goyish nurse and yantev. That's not a problem. Actually, some say, Amemar himself went ahead and got his eye taken care of from a nurse. Kachalinu minochri b'shabata. Omele ravashila Amemar. Now, what is that based on? Madad. Because, I'm assuming, it's because Ula Brei, the Rebiloi, says that if someone is ill, even if there's no sakana, that kol tzarchei chole osima yedei nochri b'shabat. There's no problem of amir la'akum. You certainly have a goy do it for you. And that's what you went to the nurse for. But I got news for you. In this case, it's aser. Why? Because, let me just finish it. Vamer of Amnuna. Furthermore, kol davar she'ein bo sakana, you could still omer l'nochri v'yoseh. But this is a problem, this case, because that would be in a case where the goy is able to take care of it. Not, nobody's going to get that eye medicine in your eye without your helping. You know, I mean, I noticed you were squinting, holding your eyes open, blinking, moving it around. I mean, I understand. Why is that the goy? That's you. Mar, you are helping the nurse. You hold your eyes wide open and you're closing and blinking. This is, where does it say that's mutter? Oh, Marla, you know, I had the same problem with a friend of yours, Rav Zvid, you know. He thinks like you did. And I'm going to tell you exactly what I did to him to blow him away. Vishanyale, and I explained to him, Misayeya in bo mamash. We know that we learned that in Masechet Shabbat, that in a case where someone is able to do the malach on his own, and another guy is helping him, but he couldn't have done the malach on his own, that guy is not chayev, even though he's helping. Why? Because he's a misayeh. Misayeh is not viewed as being of any material interest. That's literally the word mamash. I'm sure our attorney likes that word. You know, it's a mamash with material witness. So misayeh ain't bo mamash.
Mamash.
Amemar shorle mikhal ina b'yomtav sheni shel Rosh Hashanah. So Amemar obviously held that we could be mekel on Yontav Sheni, and the second day of Rosh Hashanah is no different than the other. Yontav Sheni, it's a drabonah, and Mamela, it's not so bad. So you can put on that eyeshadow. Amale Ravashila Amemar. Well, what about the famous Maimer of Rava that a mate b'yomtav Rishon Yitaskubo Amamim, and b'yomtav Sheni Yitaskubo Yisrael, Vafil b'shnei yomim tav Rosh Hashanah. Someone dies in the family, then if it's Yontav, you have to have a non-Jewish caretaker remove the body and so on. But if it's Yontav Sheni, then you can even have Jews that do this. And even if it was on Yontav Sheni of Rosh Hashanah, you'd be able to actually bury the mate. But don't make the mistake of thinking that you could do the same thing about using an egg, getting back to the beginning of the Masechta, using an egg that had been laid on the first day and using it on the second day and saying, no, because when it came to Rosh Hashanah, there were only Mekel in the din of Mate, and as far as every other issue is concerned, it's considered to be Kedusha Achat. It's one long Kedusha. Because after all, the din of the Shnei Yamim Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah, you will recall, was true even in the Beit HaMikdash. They kept 2 days of Rosh Hashanah very often, because if the Edom didn't come, they kept the first day Kodesh, second day Kodesh. It's not the same as the normal 2 days of Yontif, where there was a safek in the about whether Bezdin had been Mekadesh. Okay, so how are you being Mekel on the second day of Yontif for Aishadah? I actually disagree with that maimer, and I believe that the Nahardoy are correct about this, because the Nahardoy paskind that even a beitzah, half beitzah, would not be a problem, and you would be able to be makel a Yom Tov Sheni on a beitzah as well. Demaidatcha, because what bothers you? I know what bothers you. What bothers you that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we should also have the same problem. Well, how do you know? Maybe the real day of Rosh Hashanah would have been the second day, which means that we gave it. There's not really such a problem. And in the end, it turns out to be entirely a derabbanan. Because after all, Omar Rav Chinuna Bar Kahana, Miyamot Ezra Ve'elach, Lo Matzinu Elul Mu'ubar. We don't allow Elul to be Mu'ubar. And therefore, there's no way that this is going to happen. So, it's the leftover of Anhaga D'Rabbanan. It's why not be made. And that was the second thing, the menorah. And that menorah, which was menorah Shel Chuliot, which had nothing to do with all of this, led us to discuss a different meaning of Zikifat HaMenorah, which was a kibui, which led us into the issue of whether kibui is mutter, which led us into all of the cases about whether lachem l'chol tzorcheichem alib Rabbi Yehuda. And now we can pop back out onto the level of the Mishnah again. We're back at the third thing. What was the third thing? The third thing was, he said, ein ofim pitin giritzin ela rikikin. So, it's our last day of Pesach. Can we have some nice thick matzahs for an extra Suda this day? Or do we have to keep up with this Ashkenazic insanity of these Rikikin? So that's what it sounds like he was talking about, because Tana Rabbanan Beit Shammai Amrim Ein Ofim Pat Ava BePesach. Here we're talking about, you know, you can't have nice thick matzahs. You're supposed to have only Rikikin, apparently. Ubeit Hillel Matirin. Now, you haven't defined yourself very well. I mean, what is considered to be a thick pot? Omer of Huna, a tefach. You know, about the size of the challah. Yeah, yeah. You know? That's not a bad size mat. Okay. So, and the reason I say this is because, look, the lechem upon him, okay, lechem upon him had to be matzah, couldn't be chametz, but it's called ponim, and where it says, in ponim pachot mi tefach. So lechem ha-ponim had to be a tefach. So lechem ha-ponim was a tefach. Obviously, matzah is perfectly okay up to a tefach, right? Otherwise, it's a contradiction in terms. Matki flor of Yosef, that's ridiculous. How can you compare? The lechem ha-ponim is a model for your matzahs that you're going to be making at home. Imam Rubizrizim. Look at the whole idea in the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, these were professionals that were extremely zrizim bedavar. How long does it take you to make matzah? You know, my son tells me he was at this amazing Erev Pesach matzah thing that they do, it was actually in a factory. He says that the kneading of the matzah was seconds. By us, it takes minutes. It says the guy's hands were moving so quickly you couldn't see him. Never saw anything like it in his life. So this is resist. It's a whole different idea. You know, fine.
And you just look entirely like jokes on all that.
Like jokes, yeah, I'm afraid so.
I don't know. The beating? I think the beating were pretty good.
That's because you were a schleppy beater. If you would have seen a little bit of Zrizis that I tried to show you.
They told me to do it.
You don't even play Quidditch.
I do play Quidditch.
All right. So first of all, imam rubris rizim, yom rubish einam rizim. And imam rubis pat amela. My God, you had to sit there and beat the lechem upon him. You know how many times you had to beat the lechem upon him? Do you? 300 times. Bang, bang, bang. That's right. Now, obviously, that's going to do a lot of good for the matzah aspect of it. You're going to tell me when you make a little bit of pot with your little weakling banging, you're going to call that a way to break down the yeast? No way. You're going to say something about pot she'namela. And how about your oven? What do you heat your oven with? You heat your oven with these lousy, half-damp etzim. Imam rube etzim yeveshim in the Beis HaMikdash. They let the wood, they only collected the wood up to Tu B'Av. They wouldn't even collect it after that. It had to be totally dried out. This wood was, boom, went up in a puff. You're going to compare a case in your home with your measly etzim lachim. And in the Beis HaMikdash, the oven is on all the time. That's always working on the menachas. Never cools off. So you're gonna talk about a tanur cham. With your tanur, you're gonna wait there for 30 minutes till it even warms up properly. Get out of here. Yomru tanur tzonein. And in the Beis HaMikdash, they had professional ovens. They were made out of metal, man. Transferred the heat very, very well. What do you got in your house? A tanur shel cheres takes forever to warm up. Those were standard tanurim. So therefore, bad, bad model. Amr Birmiya Baraba, well, I asked Rebbe, my Rebbe, B'yichud. Rashi brings two explanations of B'yichud, which is most important for understanding the Rambam's description of Kach Havi, this idea of Havi, Ke'avodim HaMeshamshim, that's our Rav Shlomo Anat L'Kai B'Schar. He says B'yichud. So here B'yichud could mean alone, not to make it public. And I asked him specifically, give me your personal explanation. Or b'yichud could mean very, very clearly. And he brings an example of the yad'u b'yichud shesha'aron ganuz, which over there obviously doesn't mean b'ni u'v'incha. It means absolutely, this is clear. Anyway, so he asked my Rebbe, who was my Rebbe, that was Rav Umano, my pat ava, you know what he told me? It has nothing to do with how thick the pot is. Pot ava simply means a lot of pot at a time. And you're doing too much dircha. I asked my Rebbe, and that was actually Rebbe. That was Rabbeinu HaKadosh. My pot ava, and he told me pot meruba. And why do you call it pot ava? It's a weird way to refer to a lot of pot. That's mishum de nefisha belisha, because when you're making the actual dough, it's ava. Well, you know what? It could just be an idiom that ba'atrid aitana pat meruba pat ava karule. That's the way they refer to a big thick oven, meaning a lot of pot. And the reason has nothing to do with chametz, is because it's being toreach tircha de lo tzorech. What? So then what? Meir of Pesach, then why did you talk about Pesach? It could be any time. Afilu b'shar yamim tovim nami, if it's about tircha. You're right. It happens to be that the event took place on Pesach. Pure coincidence. Tana b'yom tov shel Pesach koi, he was doing this stuff yomi today. And therefore, obviously, he had to say, but Pesach, if it was Pesach. Tana nami achi, Beit Shammai omrim, Ein ofin pat meruba be yom tov, any yom tov, ubet elo matirin. And now, a word from our president. Af hu amar shlosh advarim lahakel. Now, he also had three things in which he was very makel. And that was, he held that mechabdim beit hamitot, you were allowed to sweep the area where you had eaten in those days. Of course, it's Pesach. Everybody remembers how we ate on the Lil of the Seder, lying on those couches and so on, right? Misubim. So you call that the beit hamitot. And you're allowed to sweep under there. We're not choshesh of asiyat gumot. Furthermore, he said, you're allowed to be menichin et hamugmar. B'yom Tov, you can put down the incense on the fire on Yom Tov, and on the Leil Pesach, you can make a gedi mikulas, which we're very careful not to do. You take a full gedi and you roast it on a spit with its rosho al kra'av, just like a Korban Pesach, a lovely way to remember the Korban Pesach, and all those three things that Chachamim are osrim. Om Rav Asi machloket ligamer, v'yavol ariach divrei hakol mutar. The problem is only if you're putting this with your clothing, and you want your clothing to absorb the smell. But if you're just, this mugmar. But if you're just putting smell in the house, I mean, everybody allows that. So you'd be allowed to light this. Really now, meitve. Ein bechabdin beit hamitot biyom tov. Here's three stories. First, it reports to Allah as we know it. You're not allowed to do kibud of floor. This, of course, was at times when the floors were made out of dirt, and therefore you would be over on bona if you were mash v'gumot, so they had to aser doing this on Shabbos. Psak Allah is that in a town where most floors are covered with some type of material, then there's no chashash of asiyas gumas, then you are allowed to sweep on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Bishop Beit Rabbi Gamliel, they used to be mechaved. Omar Rabbi Eliezer Barat Sadar, not true, this is a vicious rumor. It happens to be that many times, Pamim Arbe, Nichnasti Achrei Abba LeBeit Rabbi Gamliel, I was a kid, and I went to visit Rabbi Gamliel, and they absolutely did not sweep the floor on Yom Tov. Lo ayu mechavdim Beit HaMitot b'Yom Tov. You know why people think that they would sweep the floor? It was because what they used to do is that Erev Yom Tov, they swept the floor, they covered the floor with plastic, and then after already they did the first time, they rolled up the plastic, everybody went, oh wow, they must have really cleaned this floor, there's not a speck on the floor. Now, that's what they did, but they didn't do any kind of sweeping on plastic. So they would on the floor, parsin alem sadinim, and lemachar kishorachim nichdasim, misakim et asidinim, venimsa habayit, mitchabed me'elav, automatic floor sweeping. That cannot be the case. Because if that were the case, why couldn't you do that even on Shabbat? Why would it say they did it on Yom Tov? Obviously that wasn't what happened. Next thing. But Shabbat Rabbi Gamliel Minichin says Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Tzadok, a vicious rumor. Many were the times when I came with Dad Lebeit Rabbi Gamliel, and they never did such a thing to be Minichin at Mugmar b'Yom Tov. You know what they did? They brought Adar Skaot Shel Barzel. Rashi reports Adar Skaot in French are incensaries. And they would actually fill them all up, Erev Yom Tov, stuff the holes in the incense spreader, and that way it would retain the smell. And then on Yom Tov, they opened up the holes, and it was like a spray can, you know. So they sprayed some glade in the air, that's all that it was, and that's what happened. So lemachar kishorachim nichnasim potrim et nikpehem v'nimtza abayit mitkamer me'elav. Omer lo, that can't be, because why would anybody have argued about that? You can even do that on Shabbat. Af b'Shabbat mutar lasot ken. Ela yitmar, hachi yitmar. So therefore, I mean, you see from here that nobody, I mean, according to this, nobody, the way he reported it, was ever matir, making any kinds of smell using a fire. And even on the tzad that you could, that Rabbi Gamliel was matir, we were talking about kedei lahariach. That was the whole discussion. Nothing to do with your begadim. Therefore, what should have been said was the opposite. That Omer Avasi machloket is only between the Chachomim and Rabbi Gamliel about smelling this incense for purposes of smell. Avalagamer, that is considered to be a tikkun of begadim, and that is aser. Iboilu, are you allowed to smoke? Mahu la Hashem, which we'll discuss tomorrow, and of course that's not what it really means. Ein zok v'netam menorah, wow, my God,
Amrav Kina Rabisa. No, it's Tzadka Menorah Shechulia Tzaskina. Nebechzik Abayna. Beit Shammai Savra Yesh Binyan Bekilim Veitz Tira Bekilim. Beit Hillel Savra Yim Binyan Bekilim Veitz Tira Bekilim. Ula Ikla Levei Rav Yehuda Kab Shammai Zokif LeShraga. Over here is another meaning for Zok Finesa Menorah, right? Zokif LeShraga, to distance the wick from the oil. I forgot to mention, of course, the tremendous application of this issue is turning a fire lower. If you're cooking, it's exactly this question about the shaloyit hashena kidera. Gee, how did I forget mentioning that? Terrible. So what's taken the din? Can you turn it lower? It's basically the same question. Do you have an alternative? Is there another fire that you could turn on that's lower and then use that fire and then you don't have to lower this fire?
You could make it a lot lower.
Because Lahavir always is direct circle on that. To be Mechabe is indirect.
Well, yes,
absolutely. Not only that, I mean, Lamaisa, the Sephardim, it's completely awesome. Because the way they end up learning the Sugi is that unless it's direct Oichel Nefesh, there's no heter at all. The Sephardi would not be allowed, even if he wouldn't have what to eat, he wouldn't be allowed, it would be Mitashen. Since we don't pass like Rabbi Ein Meirin came, so the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you can't put it down. The Ramah is Bekel in a case where you don't have some other alternative to be able to make the fire lower, to have a lower fire, he's matir to make the fire lower, but only without an alternative. One of the few occasions where the Ashkenazi ends up with something to eat, not really, it's basically always the opposite.
So on our stove top, we would have to put on another gas.
Yes, put on another gas.
Couldn't turn it down.
Yeah, but turning down the gas doesn't mean, it just means you reduce the amount of gas that's coming in.
That was the case we just had about reducing the fuel in the cabinets.
I mean, the fuel is in a balloon outside. So what you're doing is you're drawing less fuel. Not that you're extinguishing burning fuel. You're drawing less fuel. You're not extinguishing existing fuel by not letting.
You turn the gas on. You're making the fire as well.
The fire.
You're not extinguishing burning fuel.
So you're giving it less as opposed to.
You're giving it less with the oil also. You're closing it up a little. Yeah, the mice. So the flame is becoming less. That's what's important. There is an issue where it's okay, but it's not even. Okay, continues. Is that where we got up to? No, I don't remember where I was. Ravashi miyameima. Mao lekholata ain biyom tov. Tzechnikas hakana kigon. Rira, ditza, dama, dimata, kadachta. And it's talking about tchilat uchla over there. Lo mi boile. Afilu b'shabashar. Kiko mi boile. Sof uchla just for the purpose of pitzuchi eina. Mai. Omala yasu. Eisein v'chaben is abakat. V'shana leke l'shanina. Amem ashar lemik halena minochri b'shabata. And some say, amem agufe koch halena minochri b'shabata. Om lervashi la amem amat. You bring seirach amai daitcha amad aula. The Rebbe of Eloi said that kol tzorchei cholei otzina yedei nochri b'shabes, and what Rav Amnuna said that kol davar she'en basakana omer nochri v'yoseh, but anim yilech lo misayeh abadei, but marko misayeh abadei dekoha mitzupata. Omer lei, nu mikro Rav Zvi dekoha ikav vasecha, I'll tell you the same thing I said to him, v'shani lei misayeh ain bo b'mash amem ha'shar l'mit chaleinu b'yom tevsheni shal shana. Omer Rav Ashi l'ra amem ha'chiz amar Rava meit b'yom tev rishon yitasku bo amamim b'yom tevsheni yitasku. And this is basically similar to Beitza, a special case for Kavod HaMeis. Omar Lei, Ana Kenar Doi Svirali, the Amrei Af Beitza, Motamai Daitcha, Dilma Me Abri Lei Le'elul, Amrei Avchinen Abar Karam, Yemot Ezra Ve'elach, Lo matzino elon mubar. Leino fin pitin gritzin el rikikin. Tanarabon. Beit Shammai omrin leino fin pat ava bepesach. Ubeit Hillel matirin. Kama pat ava? Mrevuna tefach. Shkirim atzino lechem aponim tefach. Maskin Rabbi Yosef. Heaven's sakes. Im omru bezrizin. Yomru b'sheinu bezrizin. Omru bepat ameila. Yomru bepat sheina ameila. Im omru beitzim yeveshim. Yomru beitzim lachim. Im omru betanur cham. Yomru betanur tzonin. Im omru betanur shamatechet. Yomru betanur shacheres. What? And he told me the meaning of patava is pat meruba. It's just an idiosyncratic way of referring to it. He could amar b'yirme baraba marav. She'ilat his Rebbe b'yichud umanu. Who is that? Rabbeinu Hakadosh. My patava pat meruba. My correlate patava. Mishum the nefisha belisha, or maybe because Atzer Daitana, Pat Meruba, Pat Avakorule. And the point over here is because of Tirchi Yaseir, Michte. If it's Mishum the Katar, Tirchi Lotzerchu, Samaira Bepesa, Afilu Bishar Yomi Tavinami, Inachinami, Vetana Beyapta de Pesach Koi. And that's where Gamaliel was referring Stam to Yomim Tavi, but that's the idea. So the Shaila is, what type of Tirchi you're going on? That's all that Rabbi Gamaliel was being machmer on. Not to be Tereach, overly Tereach. V'tana b'yom tov pesach koi, tani rami yachi, Beit Shammai omrim, ein ovin pat meruba b'yom tov, u'beit Hillel matirin. Af hu amar shlosha dvorim lahakel, mechabdim beit amitot, menichin et ha-mugmar b'yom tov, v'osim gidim b'kulis b'leile psochim, v'chachamim osrim. Omri v'asi, machloket legamer, aval ariyah, dimen kol muta. Meisve, yein mechabdim beit amitot b'yom tov, shal beit rabim yom yom mechabdim, omri v'lozor repsadik, no, don't exaggerate, pa'amim arbein nichnasti, אחרי אבא לבית רבי גמליאל לא היו מכבדים בית המיטות ביום טוב מכבדים אותו מערב יום טוב הורסת עליהם סדינים למחר כשאורחים נכנסים מסרקים את הסדינים ונמצא הבית מתכבד מאליו אמרו לו, it's impossible, because if you can't have Shabbos, how would the Chachamim argue about that? Ve'in menichin et ha-mugmar b'yom tov, sh'beit Rav Gamliel menichin. Amre v'lez Rav Tzadok, pa'amim arbein nichnasti achrei abba l'beit Rav Gamliel. V'lo hoyu menichin et ha-mugmar b'yom tov, el mevin ha-dar skaot shal barzel, u'mashnin oto m'erev yom tov, and then poki nikveim erev yom tov l'mocha k'shorka nikvasim, potchin et nikveim, v'nim tzabayit mitkamer me'elav. Amru lo, nu, if that was the story, can you know what I think, Sonny? Your dad told you that, so you wouldn't bother about why you don't do it in your house. That's probably what happened. Now you remember that as the uvda, you know? Probably asked your father as a kid, you know, hey, we don't do that. Nah, they don't really do it. It's just from there before you had to they open up. So you accepted what he told you, you know? But that's not what happened. Amravas, machloket, elehit ma'achi, amravas, machloket la'riach, avala gamer asur, iboilu, ma'ola ashen, revir mi abarav, amarav asur, shmo amar mutar, revun amar asur, mitnesh bechabet, amar leh rabnach, v'neim amar mitnesh ma'avir, amar leh, I'm saying, tchilato mechabet, sofo ma'avir, he's got a problem on both ends, amrav yura, but agabi gachelet, that means it would be awesome, agabi cheres would be mutar, rab amar, I have to take it to the something completely new, agabi cheres, nami asur, be sure to come Molly Greich. I will start with Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef again tomorrow. Today's daf is daf Chofez, and we got all the way up to the two dots already, which is about one third of the way down. We're holding by the Ein Zokfin et HaMenorah. So we had learned in the Mishnah there were three things that Rabbi Gamliel was machmer like Beit Shammai. First was Ein Temnim es HaChamim, which yesterday we explained meant that he had an Erev Tavshilin. But that it was machmer like Hananya and Beit Shammai, that unless you have the exact thing that you're going to be doing in the Erev, so that unless you have an actual hatmana that was done as part of the Erev, an Erev Yontif, you can't be samech on an Erev that was good for Afia and for Bishul to do hatmana. The next thing that he said was, Ein Zokfin et HaMenorah. That's very strange. It sounds like what it means is that a candle fell over, a lamp fell over, it holds a candle, or you pick it up. For some reason he said, you're not allowed to pick it up. What, my God? Well, I understand. What are you doing wrong by picking up? I mean, it's not Muktzeh. You're allowed to light on, turn on a light on Yom Tov. So what would be wrong over here with picking up the lamp? We're not talking about just a regular lamp. We're talking about menorah shechuliot askinan, the mechzei kabona. Talking about over here a menorah that is put together from different parts. And it says it fell over. It doesn't mean it just keeled over. It means it fell apart. You're putting it back together again, basically. You're putting it back together is similar to bone. The machlokis between Beit Shammai and Beit Beit Hillel is Beit Shammai Savri Yesh Binyan Bekelim Yesh Tira Bekelim. So according to Beit Shammai, we have to be machmir because you could actually be over on a deraisa and benes on this we were geyser. And Beit Hillel Savri Ein Binyan Bekelim Yesh Tira Bekelim. Ula Ikla Levei Rav Yehuda. Kam Shammai Zakev Leshraga. Now Ula was visiting Rav Yehuda when his butler was zokev the ner, which means that he was marchik the wick from the ner itself, which is another inyan of zokev shraga. That is what he wanted to do. Is he wanted that the oil should drain out? So he picked it up. It's another meaning to the same idea, zokev. So that way it would go out. Eisve Rav Yehuda leUla. So Rav Yehuda assumed that Ula was approving. Yeah, or he pulled it up higher, but in some way it meant that it would drain out and the fire would go out. That's the same lashon, zokfin et menorah. It's a different way of explaining the word zokfin. So hanoten shemen bener chayav mishum mavir, but mistapek mimeno chayav mishum mechabe. Doesn't it say that if you remove the oil from the ner, so you would be chayav because of mechabe? So what right do you have over here to be zokif? Aren't you being mechabe at the time that you pull it out? So you lessen the flame. Tosfos learns the inyan over here is not because of the gram kivui. Because gram kivui, we don't ask on that. It's not because the flame will burn out quicker, but so that therefore he says, and when it comes to a candle, if you have a wax candle, there wouldn't be an isser in removing the bottom of the wax candle, even though it goes out faster. Over here, the problem is that at the time that you remove the oil, as you pull it up, there's a lessening of pressure in the lamp itself, and the flame always goes down a bit. So that's the kivui that we're talking about. Lowering, that's not a grama. That you're doing biyadai. A completely different way of, it means it wouldn't apply to a candle. Tremendous. So anyway, how did you approve of your butler's doing this for you? Omarle, lavadate. He didn't do it on my das. He just went ahead and did it. I didn't ask me for approval.
It was a goy, and therefore it's okay because he hadn't done.
No. They didn't use goyim.
He would tell him not to do it.
No, they didn't use goyim either. This is a mishamish. Usually, by the way, lavadatoi means I wasn't paying attention. I mean, Rashi learns over lavadatoi means he did what he did on his own das and not on mine. Omarav kanva shari, picking off the top of the wick that has become carbonized, make it burn better, so that before you light it, you pick off the old piece. That's mutter. That he's saying himself. Boimine banyotiv, of course. Boimine abba bar marta meabai. Ma'o lechabot etaner mipnei davar acher. Would you be allowed to turn out the candle in order to have marital relations? You can move into another room. I think everybody has mansions like you. So put up a sheet, and then you have a mechitza between the ner and yourselves. Can we get to the bottom line? And can I turn off a light or not? Well, you can always cover the light with something else. Okay. Ain't no kli, all right? Ain't no kli, my. All right. You push me into a corner, I tell you, on my way, awesome. Yantiv, of course.
Why can't you just take out the ner?
Because kibui.
Why can't you just remove the ner?
Yeah, move
to a different room.
There is no different room. He doesn't have a different room. That was how we started, without the different room.
In the bathroom. He doesn't sleep in the bathroom.
Bathrooms? Where do you come from? You have a bathroom attached to your house?
I have another house, too.
Yeah. Gosh, I'm telling you, the assumptions of riches. It's a ace for yes, meimich, amin et abakat kedela chusalah. You can't put out, say, of a burning board, you can't put out the fire on Yantiv in order not to use up the fuel. But in Beshvir Shavayit Hashena Bayit or Akdera. However, suppose you simply don't want the house to get filled with smoke, or you don't want now the thing that you're cooking on it, you don't want the food to burn, so then it would be mutter. So I understand. I mean, this is certainly as good as that. I want to turn off the light in order to do the things I need to do. That's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. We'll see later on. There's a tremendous machlokus about what the lachem, hilavado yaselachem means. Does it mean lachem lechol tzorchechem? Anything that you need? Or does it, which would include if you look makshiri okunav fish or things like this? Or does it mean hulavado, that we stress hulavado, it has to be specifically the issues of ochel nefesh? This Isn't that Ochel Nefesh? You're bringing a raya from the brisa of the Bakat, which is going on Libet Rabbi Yehuda. You were asking me, okay, I paskin to you on Libet Rabbanan. Tosfos points out, even though the Maisa later on we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, but we end up saying that ain't Meirin Kain. In other words, I'm not being Meira Halacha like Rabbi Yehuda. Ooh, I've got to mention, of course, the tremendous application of this issue is turning a fire lower. If you're cooking, it's exactly this question about the Shiloyat Hashena Kidera. Gee, how did I forget mentioning that? Terrible. So what's stuck in the din? Can you turn it lower? It's basically the same question. Do you have an alternative? Is there another fire that you could turn on that's lower and then use that fire and then you don't have to lower this fire?
You could make another.
Because Lahavir always is direct Tzorech Ochel Nefesh. To be Mechabe is indirect.
Well, Yes,
absolutely. Not only that, I mean, Lamaisa of the Sfardim is completely awesome. Because the way they end up learning the Sugya is that unless it's direct Ochel Nefesh, there's no heter at all. The Sfardi would not be allowed, even if he wouldn't have what to eat, he wouldn't be allowed, it would be Mitashen. Since we don't paskin like Rebbe Yehuda, ain't Meirin Kain, so the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you can't put it down. The Ramah is Bekel in a case where you don't have some other alternative to be able to make the fire lower, to have a lower fire, he's matir to make the fire lower, but only without an alternative. One of the few occasions where the Ashkenazi ends up with something to eat, not to really, it's basic, it's always the opposite.
So on our stove top, you would have to put on another gas.
You have to put on another gas.
Couldn't turn it down.
Yeah, but turning down the gas doesn't mean, it just means you reduce the amount of gas that's coming into.
That was the case we just had about reducing the fuel in the cabinets.
Yeah, I mean, the fuel is in a balloon outside. So what you're doing is you're drawing less fuel. It's not that you're extinguishing burning fuel. You're drawing less fuel. You're not extinguishing existing fuel by not letting.
You turn the gas down. You're making the fire as well.
The fire.
But you're not extinguishing burning fuel.
So you're giving it less as opposed to
giving. You're giving
it less. That's what you do with the other one also. You're doing the same with the oil also. You're closing it up a little.
Yeah, the mice. So the flame is becoming less. That's what's important. There is an issue where it's again beautiful. Boy, mina abaya mi rabba. Ma'al lechabot et adleika biyom tov. Are you allowed to put out a fire on yom tov? Seichad yikas hakanas varshas. I mean, obviously, if there's any kashash that someone may be hurt, lo kamim boile, afil b'shabash, or ki kamim boile, mishum ibud momon. I'm talking about a case where your money is going to be damaged. There's a fire in the room, and your things will be burnt. Can you put it out? Omar layasur? Eisra. Ein mechabin et abakat kidei lochusale. I mean, this is a pretty big loyet hashen habayit. Forget about getting a little smoke. I mean, it's going to burn my bed, burn my bedroom. I understand. That's certainly choshev enough for me to, as it would be, not to burn the cholin. So why isn't that mutter? Why did you tell me it's awesome? So we answer them again. Are you Rebbe Yehuda? That's going a libra Rebbe Yehuda. Lachem means lachol tzorcheicha. So certainly to have a clean room that isn't burned and to have a nice bed to go into is a but Kika Minahana the Rabbon, I was passing to your Libra Rabbon who holds Tafka direct Erkel Nefesh. Boim name Ravashi Marema, Maulik Kholata Ayin Biyomtov. How about putting in Khul into your eye where there's an issue of refua that's involved? Obviously, if your eye is exhibiting signs of some type of serious medical problem, Kigon, Rira, let's say that there's a mucus that's coming out of the eye, or Ditsa, there's a pain or sharp pain in the eye. Deet says the same. It says you stuck a needle into something. The dots may meet it. Right? So you stick something in. So there's a feeling of a prickling or a splinter. And it feels like something sticking in the eye. Dama, or there's blood coming from the eye. Dimata, tears coming from the eye. Kadachta, the eye is burning. And we're talking about Tchilat Uchla. This is where there's no indication that you're on the way to the end of this, but rather it's beginning. In other words, it's not that, okay, wait another hour or two and it's going to go away. So Lomi Boilei, there are obviously I wouldn't ask Philip Shabbat Shari because the Gemara says that the eye is considered to be a sakanas nefashas, that the things that affect the eye end up affecting the heart. So Kikomi Boilei, when I'm talking about Sof Uchla, I'm talking about towards the end where you already feel that things are improving, it's going away. Upitsuchi Eina, you want now to clear up your eyesight from this. put kukla in, but you still have tears, tearing eye, this will help you see better. So what about them? Amar lei asur? No, you're not allowed to do that. So again, he asked them all of the questions. Esve in mechabri metapakat, and so on. We said before, and he answered the same answer that we said, that that's going alib to Rabbi Yehuda. Udarshins l'chol tzorchechem. So l'chol tzorchechem would certainly include inyanim of refua. But I was answering you alib adrabanan. Amemar said it was okay to use a non-Jew to put in kol into your ayin in cases where it's not a sakaras nefashas. If you have a guy do it. Ikriyam, others say actually not only that he was matir others, but that he himself did it. Amemar gufe kochalena minochri b'shabbat. So Rav Ashi said to Amemar, wait a moment over here. Why are you doing this? You're being samech on what Ula Breda Rav Eloi said, right? So my daiter, the Omer Ula Breda Rav Eloi, called Sir you're considering this a chole that does not have sakana. So chole shem b'sakana. You're allowed to have a nochri, take care of him. There's no iser of amira la nochri when it comes to a chole shem b'sakana. V'yomer of amnuna, kol davar she'en bo sakana, omer la nochri v'yoseh. Okay, but this is different. You can't rely on that. That's where you are not involved in the act. But over here, so you can't have somebody stomp put kol into your eye without your actually moving your eye and you squint and you spread it around and so on. That he can't do for you. So over here, you're helping him. So that means you're involved in the malacha, so then you can't be samech on the nochri doing it. Well, it's an interesting question. And indeed, Iker Reb Zvi Dekoy Kavasa. I must say that Reb Zvi happens to agree with you and gave me a hard time about this. But I'll answer you. I mean, Vishanilei. Misayeya in Bo Mamish. I'm sorry to tell you, as I was to tell him, that the halacha is that a misayeya is not considered to be meaningful. So somebody else is doing the malacha. Somebody else is secondary and he's not being Isaac in the malacha itself. So this is not considered to be a serious issue, and therefore, Bisaya, we had this also get back in Shabbos, where if Ze Eno Yachol, Ze Yachol, he's not considered to be a Misaya, it's not considered to be Shnayim Shasa'u. Same thing is true over here. So where the Nochri is doing the main thing, and I'm just part of it, that's not called to, in any way, doing an issue.
That can be a
Drabbanan. Not even a Drabbanan here.
No, Misaya. No, if not the action of doing it yourself, it would be
the action itself would be a Drabbanan, yeah. The other case. Shabbos also, right? There would be no div. The next case is on Yontif. That our Meimar was Shor Lemikaleina Biyontif Sheni Shor Rosh Hashanah. It's a fascinating thing. We had this before. Regabi the din of Rosh Hashanah being all Kedusha Achas, right? The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah being different than the 2 days of regular Yontif Sheni because of the fact that even at the time that there were Mekadesh of Yariyah and you were sitting there in Yerushalayim, you had the old problem of what happens if the Edom don't show up. It's because they made a takana that we're not Mekabel Edom Lachar Mincha. So it turns out that there always was a market having 2 days of Kedusha for Rosh Hashanah. Because of that, even when Rosh Hashanah became the same as the other Yomim Tovim, in that it was a real Sveik in the Yuma, we kept the original Rosh Hashanah, which was 2 days. So it becomes now Kedusha Achas. So he was matir nonetheless on Yontav Sheni of Rosh Hashanah to treat it basically like a Yontav Sheni, with the kulas of Yontav Sheni. So he allowed, because of the Ein Basakana, because of the Choli, so he allowed to be Mikhalena even a Yontav Sheni, even though it was Rosh Hashanah. Amar Rav Ashi la Meimar. What? Amar Rav Meis Biyontav Rishon Yitasku bo Amami Biyontav Sheni Yitasku bo Yisrael. A normal Yontav Sheni, you can be Misasek in a Meis because of the Kavod HaMeis. And that's true Afilu B'Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah, especially because of the din of Kavod HaMeis. But when it comes to the old problem after which our Masechta is named, a Beitza Shenolda B'Yanta, in that case, they were not Mekel on Yantav Sheni of Rosh Hashanah. They treated the Yantav Sheni of Rosh Hashanah as Kedusha Achas, and it was only for the particular Inyan of Kovod HaMeis, and you're being Matir, just stomped to be Yosef for Chayla Shem B'Sakana. Omar Lei Anak in Nahardoi Svirali. Remember the Shita of the Nahardoi that we had before. The Nahardoi said that Af the Beitza, even when it comes to a Beitza, there's also a heter not to view Rosh Hashanah as a Kedusha Achas. Because what they said, Demai Daitcha, Dilma Ma'abri Leila Elul, explain to me, how exactly did you come to say it was Kedusha Achas? You're saying, maybe in the end they made Elul 2 days. If they made made Elul 2 days, that would mean that the first day they were keeping as a Kedusha, and that therefore even Bizman Hazeh would keep Kedusha Achas. That's all very nice, if it ever happened. But it never happened. Remember the whole sugi we had earlier. Again, just to remind you. What was unique about Rosh Hashanah? What's unique about Rosh Hashanah is that they made a takana not to be makabalayed in Lachar Mincha, in order not to get confused about which Shir Shoyom to say on the Musa. Fine. But now, that would mean that in the event that they had kept it Mitzad HaSafik, maybe the Edom will show up. See, even though the Edom weren't acceptable, they continued to keep it Guntiv, because they had started keeping it. And the next day was Rosh Hashanah. They only accepted the Edom afterward. Right? So they were Doichet, so it automatically becomes Rosh Hashanah second. So that means that there was originally a Takona to have an Yontiv of Rosh Hashanah Min Rabbanan, despite the fact that you knew perfectly well that today is not Rosh Hashanah. Because of that, when Rosh Hashanah became 2 days because it's fake in the Yuma, I said, okay, but we always kept 2 days of Rosh Hashanah because of the other suffix, that maybe it's the last day of Elul. That was the suffix then. So maybe we're Ma'abar Lael. That never happened. Because it says over here, Amar Rabbi Chinana Bar Kahana Miyamot Ezra Ve'elach Lo Matzino Elul Ma'uber. So if it had happened once, fine. One time in history, I'm ready to accept if it happened one time. So because of that, we accept it. That from then on, we're going to be Machmir, and we'll keep the way we actually kept. But we never actually kept. It didn't happen. So if it didn't happen, what are you going to be? You're going to translate a thing that didn't happen to become now the definition of what Shnei Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah is. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. Therefore, L'maisa, it is in Kedusha Achas. Then the third thing that Rabbi Gamliel was machmir like Beit Shammai was that ein ofin pitin gritz in el rikikin. And he said you have to bake thin bread. You can't bake thick bread on yontov. Tan Rabban, Beit Shammai amrim ein ofin pat ava bePesach. Now, this is a special halacha Pesach. I assume the reason he says Pesach is because the thicker the bread is, the more difficult it is to make sure that it bakes properly in enough time not to become chametz. And that certainly doesn't sound at all like what Rav Gamliel was talking about. He was talking about yontiv. This is a special halacha. And we asked over there, v'kama patava, what's the meaning of thick bread that Beis Hillel says is mutter? He says it's okay. I mean, isn't there something to worry about if it's very thick? I mean, it's going to become in the middle, it's going to become chametz. Omer Avuna, I'll tell you, we know that a tefach is certainly not a problem, because the lechem aponim, which of course it can't be chametz, it's a derice to have a mincha that's chametz. So the lechem aponim we know is a tefach, and it wasn't chametz. So apparently there's no problem of baking a tefach that's not chametz. Maskefler of Yosef, you're breaking me a riot from lechem aponim. It's no connection. Lechem aponim, first of all, the kayanim that baked the lechem aponim were supreme experts, and they were zrizim. So you're telling me a case of zrizim, yomru b'she'enim zrizim, some a guy in his house should be able to bake something that's as thick as the lechem aponim. And imomru b'pat ameila, you talk about the lechem aponim, it had to have 300 separate rolls and 500 bashes with your palm. That was the din, that it should be well made. I'd like you to say, I'd like a householder to do that to her challah. My God. Ameila, yomru b'pat. I mean, over there, obviously it doesn't become chametz the same rapidity. What you're talking about over there, they had, the wood had been dried since Tu B'Av. Anything that had gotten damp wasn't allowed into Beis HaMikdash. So you're talking about fuel that's ready to go up in a flash. It means it was hot as could be. You're talking to me about a householder who's trying to get his sputtering wood to burn. So that's okay. You're going to learn that out of Lechem Aponim. And Imam B'Tanur Cham, over there in the Beis HaMikdash, constantly baking. It was always boiling hot, the tanur. You're talking about now somebody in their home, they're trying to warm up the oven. Okay, so they finally get a little fluttering fire going. They put in their bread, and they're going to be able to make it a tefach that should be thick. Imam Rubit Tanur Shamatechet. And in the Beit HaMikdash, wait a second, in the Beit HaMikdash, they used, because sometimes you had to use the tanur as the thing which actually brought the Kedusha to the Mincha. So they used Matechet, because it's a Klicheres. The Klicheres can't be a Klicheres. They used Matechet. So Imam Rubit Tanur Shamatechet. Imam Rubit Tanur Shalcheres. The tanur Shalmatechet has an ability to, the whole thing becomes warm very rapidly. It stays warm. It's a tremendous conductor. Man. understand that to bring a raya from the lechem upon him, it's completely and totally off the charts. There's nothing in common. Can't believe that you're saying that therefore everybody should be able to make a tefach because of the lechem upon him was a tefach. Yes, our when, dear president.
When was the lechem upon him baked? On Friday? Baked on Friday?
Yeah.
So what's the problem? But you're talking about yontif. I said, well, Friday.
We're not talking about yontif. We're talking about chametz, man. The lechem upon him can't be chametz any day, ever.
Because
it's a mincha. Lo sefer chametz. If you make a lechem upon him that's chametz, you chayim malchus.
It bakes so fast. It couldn't be very thick. It had to be.
I don't know if it could be very thick, but it was lamaisa tefach thick. So we're trying to bring a raya that something that's a tefach thick can be baked without becoming chametz. That's all. So you're saying you can't bring a raya from there. That's a special case, obviously. We have experts, and you have it so well. They're so well. How do you say lushed? So well needed, and it's such perfect fuel, and such a professional tanur, and it's constantly kept warm. I mean, there's no comparison.
The thickness is the one that determines the.
The thickness is one factor, but he says there's five other factors. You're not taking into consideration the other factors. Talk to me about the thickness. Amr of Yirmiyah bar Abba, she'elet et Rabbi biyichud. I asked my Rebbe, biyichud, there's two meanings of biyichud. Biyichud can mean in private, or biyichud means clearly. It's interesting because the Rambam talks about the end of Yom Teshuvah. That they were told their talmidim be yichud that alti avonim amishamshim esarav because you can't be mefarsim. That's what their be yichud means in private. Right? But over here Rashi says maybe it means clearly. I want a clear psak. And when he's referring to his rebbe, by the way, he was his rebbe. Uman. That was Rav. His Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba's rebbe is Rav. And he told me, forget it. They're not even talking about the inyan over here of how thick the bread is. They're talking about how much bread there is. My pat ava pat. Merubah. It just means don't bake too much. Others quote Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba as saying she'ilas his Rebbe b'yichud that Rav said that he asked his Rebbe, in which case it would be Manu, would be Rabbeinu HaKadosh, would be Rabbi Anasi. And he also said my pat ava pat merubah. So it just simply means not to bake too much bread. And even though it's a very funny way of referring to too much bread, pat ava, amai korolet pat ava. It's called patava maybe because it's the fisha belisha, because the dough is very thick. Not the pat is thick. Maybe we call it patava. It could be that it's an idiom. Inami ba'atri da haitana pat ruba patava korale. It simply may be the way that they referred to it in that case. But it has nothing to do with chometz. It has to do with making too much bread is simply because it's tirchi yaseir on yantiv. You'll end up, it's not really for yantiv. You'll end up doing it for after yantiv also. That's how Rashi learns. That's already a little problematic because of the sugya earlier and so on. Tosfos says that simply tircha lo tzorech. If you make it a lot of separate breads, there's a lot of tircha that's involved. So yes, the Gemara. But if that's the case, that's tzorech tircha lo tzorech. My ari be pesach afil b'shay yomim tayvim nami. So why did that? Wait a second. Beit Shammai said eno fin patava be pesach. If it's pesach, it's got to be referring to the problem of chometz. I mean, otherwise it's stam a problem of tircha on yontif. Why did he mention pesach? The only reason we mentioned Pesach is because that's what it was. But Tana beyond the Pesach Koi, so we misunderstood it. It was in the middle of the sugi of Pesachim, which Beit Shammai says ein ofim pas ova. So we assumed that because it was in the middle of the sugi of Pesach, that meant the shaila was asked on Pesach. We thought that it was a Pesach shaila, but the truth was it was Yontif shaila. And indeed, there's another price that it makes that very clear. Tanya Nami Hoki Beit Shammai Amrim ein ofim pat miruba biyom tov. That's in the Pesach. But it says over here the Rav Gamliel was machmer not to bake pat miruba pat giri. It means because of the problem of tircha yaseira.
Is that tircha yaseira if it's thick or thin? I mean, because I talk in Ruba.
Iran.
Ruba. Doctor, the commissioner.
Af hu amar shlosha dvarim lahakim. Not only were there three things that he specifically was machmeran, he had three very big kulas on yantar. One of them was that mechabdim beit hamitot, where they would eat. Remember, what we call the dining room. actually similar to our living room, because they would always lie on couches to eat, the derech of the Romans. He said you were allowed to sweep the floor on Yontif. And also, menichin et ha-mugmar Yontif. He also held that you could put down the incense and put it on the fire on Yontif. And not only that, he held that osin gdim kulas belele psachim. He also held that you were allowed to make a gdim kulas, which means that you actually make a barbecue of the entire gedi with its innards on the outside, exactly as you would a carbon pesach. And that's, we asked that because he did it zecher lemigdash. We asked it because it looks like you were magdish actually bachutz. So the chachamim osrim, chachamim aser all of the above. We know you're not allowed to sweep a floor in Yantiv because of the chashash of a shvuya gumeis, which is baina. It's all the baina. It's korav levada. It's something even the psikreisha. Mugmar is not considered to be oichel nefesh. We'll see what we're talking about with the mugmar. And the other thing that they disagreed with was because it looks like he's being eichel kachim b'chutz with the gedim b'chutz. Obravasi, what's the problem with the mugmar? The machlokis is legamer. Nobody would argue that a good smell is considered to be ochal nefesh, basically. What we're talking about over here is to be megamer kelim. Remember, they always used to, they didn't have dry cleaners, though they would wear the same clothes just about forever, but they would use a incense in order to remove the smell or to cover the smell from the clothing. So that he says, that's what it's talking about over here. That was the machlokas. A smell, a good smell on Yontif. Everybody would hold it. Such a thing as mutter. They say, "Ein mechabdin beit amitot b'yom tov v'shabes ramiluyom mechabdin." Take a look at this interesting brayse. Here it says, as the norm of the halacha, you're not allowed to sweep the floor, but beis ramiluyom you sweep the floor on yontif. Amar Rabbi Eliezer ber Tzadik, no, come on, guys, that's not what it was like. When I was a kid, I used to go with my father to visit Rabbi Gamliel, and I could tell you that lo ayu mechabdin beit amitot b'yom tov, simply not true. What they would do is like this. They were mechabdim asomi erev yom, and then they covered the floor with plastic so that afterwards, lemachar kishorachim nichlasim, the people would come during the day to visit, so they would simply remove the plastic from the floor, take all of the crumbs and everything from before with it, and you had a beautifully clean floor. The misalkin of the sadinim, v'nimtza bayit mechabed me'elav, but it's not that they swept the floor on yom tov gufa. Amru lo, so they said to the to what Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Tzadik was saying, they said to him, if what you're saying is true, so then you can't have Shabbos, you could do that on Shabbos too. They're not doing it. So why would anybody argue? And the Rabbanu would argue. It's impossible. There wouldn't have been a machlokas. We know there was a machlokas. It must be that they were actually, not what you were saying, they actually did sweep the floor. What you remember as a kid is apparently Kashef HaMais of a kid. That's how you remember.
That's why only the Bet HaMitot.
Especially since it says what they didn't do. It's one thing if you saw them do.
That's right.
But why only the Bet HaMitot?
Because that's where you get all of the dirt. That's where you're eating. You're not allowed to put down the incense on the fire on Yontif, but and they argued. No, you misunderstand. I used to go with my dad. We would visit Rabbi Gamliel's home, and it's not true. I'll tell you why you got the wrong impression. Ella meviina darska ocho barzel umashnimota mi erev yom. What they did actually is they brought these type of. You're going to have to show me a picture.
No, I want
to
see if there are pictures.
No pictures of Adar's Ka'ot. So Adar's Ka'ot are these
perforated sensors.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Perforated sensors, which they filled before. This is like their version of spray canned Glade. You know? So they would fill it up with scent before Yontif, but it was covered. Then they would remove the cover on Yontif. Mashimotami Erev Yontif. Poke kinikveim erev yom tov, would keep it covered from before yom tov. Lemachar kishorachim nichlasim, but people would come, they would open up the cans, and the nimtza bayit mitgamer me'elav. So then the good smell would spread through the house from the spray can, but certainly not from turning on the fire on yom tov. They didn't do that on yom tov. Amru lo, so they told Rabbi Eliezer Reb Tzadik, excuse me, young man, but in kenaf b'shabbos mutter la'asos kein. I mean, I understand, how would that be a machlokes? You could have done that on Shabbos too. That can't possibly be what happened. Okay, but meanwhile, what are we talking about? We're talking about the smell in the house. We're not talking about begotten. You were trying to say, Ravasi, that the machlokas was only legamer, the begotten in the house. But the house itself would be okay. That's what you said. Everybody was made of that's certainly considered to be a real Urchel Nefesh. The direct pleasure of smelling something good is considered to be the equivalent of Urchel Nefesh. Here you see that's not true. Because otherwise, the whole discussion makes absolutely no sense. I mean, what they told Rebbe Elazar ben Tzaddik, what he reported, it has nothing to do with Gimur Kalim. Therefore, Ravasi, clearly, you're wrong. And the Machlokas is actually about the actual smell in the house, not about the Gimur Begadim. Well, I don't know, but certainly not what you're saying. Now we'll see, but what? Amar Ravasi, what it should have said was, Amar Ravasi, Machloket la Riach, on the contrary. The Machlokas is whether Reach is considered to be an actual Dovra. Yeah, I mean, what's Koveya, whether it's certainly considered to be a getter of Ochol Nefesh, but as we saw earlier, anything that's not Shavel Ochol Nefesh is not considered to be included in a Tzorah. Not a Tzorah. You have a particular Pinuk, you require that smell. No, Mela. All of the Inyonim of Pinukim, the idiosyncratic, are not considered to be the Ochol Nefesh, such as, which we're talking about, such as smoking, which we discussed on Friday. Right? So it's not considered to be Shavel Ochol Nefesh. Therefore, even though you may see I get a direct physical anaf, and that's your problem. But that's not what's included under Ochol Nefesh. So therefore, what it should have said was, it is a machlokas whether it's considered to be Dovra HaShavah Ochol Nefesh, that on the contrary, people who don't enjoy smells are not considered to be the norm. But to have a good smell is a given, so that's considered to be mutter. That was the kula of Rebbe Gamliel. But to Legamer, the Kalim, obviously it's Aser, because that's considered to be similar we'll see actually in a moment we're going to talk about it. But that's considered to be either a tikkun of the beged or something that's bechlal, not shavu l'chol nefesh at all. And in fact, the first question of smoking is raised here. Yibarlu, ma'alashen? Can you smoke on yantiv? Of course, that's not really what it means yet. But ma'alashen over there means to be ma'ashen peirot. So you want to get a nice gishmak smell into the pay rice that gives it a. They used to make not only dried fruit, smoke like a smoked fruit with a, not to dry it, but to give it a good smell, give it a good taste.
The problem of making
hickory smoke apple.
What's the problem of doing it on yontov?
On yontov, smoking it.
Smoking it on yontov.
No, I was just kidding about smoking.
Smoking
to make the fire to smoke.
The fire to smoke.
To smoke it up.
Did they smoke meat?
Why not?
No, I'm happy.
Yeah, it's the same question.
Is it?
Yeah. To Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Av Omarav says Asur. Rav Shmuel himself thought it was mut. What's the reason? Ravuna said it's Asur. Is Mipnei Shebechabe. The reason is because when he puts down the cigarette. When he puts down the whatever it is that he's using, whatever spice he's using on the fire, so it's Mechabe. I understand. What do you have to come to Mechabe? Name of Marvin Nechu Mavir. I mean, you're burning the spice, whatever it is. I mean, why don't you talk about that? I'm telling you the first part. The truth is, there's a problem on both. First thing is, you put it down on the fire, you put out the fire until it now restarts, and that itself is Asur on Yantiv. And obviously, then you're trying to burn whatever you're burning. Amrav Yehuda, well, Agabi Gachelet Asur. That problem is only if you put it down on a coal. You put it down on a coal, you have Mechaba of the coal, and you have a normal Mavir. But let's say you have now steaming hot Cheres. You take the Cheres, put it on the water, take out a piece of Cheres, I'll put it on top of the Cheres. Over there, you're not being Mechabe. And the Mavir is also Shalokadarko. I mean, it's already Kilachra Yad. Richie, it's already Kilachra Yad. So that should be Mutter. Whereas Rabba says, no, there's a whole other issue that you guys are not taking into consideration. This is what I wanted to put off a little bit before discussing the beginning. There's always a problem, Mishum de Kamoli Dreif. Anything where what you're doing now is inserting a smell into something else is considered to be an Issur d'Rabbanan because it looks created. We call that molid. Find that in various issues where you make something new. It's interesting because it's similar to the whole idea of Beit Yisrael Molda. And that, of course, I mean, that's the reason that we don't turn on lights on Yontov. Things that appear to be that you're creating something new is a general Issur d'Rabbanan because of its similarity to Malach. So even though if if I already have a fire, I can light something out. But to start something from scratch, it's as if I'm being moly. It's as if I'm being very creative. So over here, when I put the smell into the begod, or in this case, even into the ferris, that's called meiledreich. Meiledreich is awesome. So that lamaisa, to spray a house from a spray can, is not being molyed in anything else. That's okay. But to put it into something else, that already is considered to be meiledreich in a thing. You're now adding something new to the cheres, or in these cases, the begodim. And meiledreich is aser, and that's aser even on Shabbos. And indeed, many of the things that we aser on Shabbos and Yantar is because of this idea.
Putting perfume
on a handkerchief would be aser. Put a perfume on yourself is water. Or they're letting perfume go on into the air is water. But to add it into something is aser. This would be a problem in the toilets, you know, the things that they use to put. There the blue things could be also other shilas, as a svia. There's also smell that goes into the water. Yeah, you're changing the object. No, here it's because of the cheres.
Oh, I thought you wanted just to put on the cheres just to make the fruit.
But lemaisa the cheres, since Rashi brings the cheres itself.
Shenichnas
becheres, shelo hayo bo reya.
You didn't want to do it.
Yeah, why? No, that's the way that it spreads now. You put the thing into the cheres. Now the cheres becomes something that is filled. It's like the toilet.
Right, no.
Same idea as the water in the toilet.
But you could use a slab of marble or something with it.
Which wouldn't absorb the smell. And that could be. But the whole way that it works over here is that it absorbs the smell and now it goes out from there. Yeah, that's the way it's used.
We wanted to absorb the smell.
Not sure.
So this was also part of the begodim.
Exactly. Right. Well, we have this new issue. Besides, so I said, wait a minute, we'll see if there's another issue. Besides the issue of Gedorim of Tikkun or someone which you might have raised, you bechlal have this problem of Meilin. I have to come on to that already. Hashenkin, in the Avir, it says, this is very Dagel Allah. You can use a spray in a room.
You can.
In a room. But you can't, as you said, you can't perfume your handkerchief. Right? And Rabbah, Verev Yosef, Amitavayu, Sechufe Kasa Ashiroi, to take now one of these spray cans, or what we had before, we have a cup that's full of the smell, and now you put it through your good clothing, you turn it over on the clothing, in order that the clothing themselves should absorb the smell. So to do that, Biyomatava is awesome. Why? Are you not doing anything? You're doing molid. Mishum deko molid reich. That's different. Okay, we'll say, it's a big sugya already, we're getting into tomorrow, when are we going to go in tomorrow? Angel Kvinita Menorah. Wow, my God. Amr of Kinan Rabbisin. No, it's talking Menorah Shachulia Saskina. Nevechsik Abena. Debet Shammai Savri Yesh Binyan Bekilim Yesh Tira Bekilim. Betilil Savri Yem Binyan Bekilim Yesh Tira Bekilim. Ula Ikla Levei Rav Yehuda Kab Shammai Zokifle Lashraga. Over here is another meaning for Zokfinita Menorah, right? Zokifle Lashraga, to distance the wick from the oil. Eisfei Reb Yehuda Leula Adoten Shemen Bener Chayav Mishum Mavir VaMistapek Bimener Chayav Mishum Mekabe. Amalei Lava Datoi. Omar Rav Kanva Shori. Boy Minei Abba Bar Marta Miabai. Mal Lechabot Etanem Bepnei Davar Acher. Amalei Efshu Bebayit Acher. Ein Lo Bayit Acher Mai. Efshu Lasot Lo Mechitza. Ein Lo Lasot Mechitza Mai. Efshu Lechbot Alav Et Akli. Ein Lo Kli Mai. All right. Awesome. I've got to mention, of course, the tremendous application of this issue is turning a fire lower. If you're cooking, it's exactly this question about the shaloyit hashena kidera. Gee, how did I forget mentioning that? Terrible. So what's stuck in the din? Can you turn it lower? It's basically the same question. Do you have an alternative? Is there another fire that you could turn on that's lower and then use that fire and then you don't have to lower this fire?
You could make it alive.
Because Lahavir always is direct circle on that. To be Mechabe is indirect. Yes, absolutely. Not only that, I mean, Lamaisa of the Sfardim is completely awesome. Because the way they end up learning the Sugi is that unless it's direct, there's no heter at all. The Sfardi would not be allowed, even if he wouldn't have what to eat, he wouldn't be allowed, it would be Mitashen. Since we don't pass like Rebut, ain't Myron Cain, so the Shulchan Aruch Paschans, you can't put it down. The Ramah is Bekel in a case where you don't to have some other alternative to be able to make the fire lower, to have a lower fire, he's matir to make the fire lower, but only without an alternative. One of the few occasions where the Ashkenazi ends up with something to eat, not really, it's always the opposite.
So on our stoves, we would have to put on another gas.
Yes, put on another gas.
We couldn't turn it down.
Yeah, but turning down the gas doesn't mean, it just means you reduce the amount of gas that's coming in.
That was the case we just had about reducing the fuel in the cabinets.
Yeah, but I mean, the fuel is in a balloon outside. So what you're doing is you're drawing less fuel. Not that you're extinguishing burning fuel. You're drawing less fuel. You're not extinguishing existing fuel by not letting.
You turn the gas on. You're
making
the fire. The fire.
You're not extinguishing burning fuel.
So you're giving it less as opposed to
giving.
That's what you do with the other one also. You're doing the same with the oil also. You're closing it up a little.
Yeah, the mice of the flame is becoming less. That's what's important. There is an issue where it's okay, but it's not even. Okay, continues. Is that where we got up to? No, I don't remember where I was. And it's talking about chilat uchla over there. Let me boilay. I feel the b'shabes shor. Kikav me boilay. So uchla just for the purpose of pitzuchi ena. My amal yasu. Eisa in v'chaben is a bakat v'shana lekrishanina. Amem ashar lemikhalena minochri b'shabata. And some say amem agufe kochalena minochri b'shabata. Amal ravashi l'amem amad. You're being serich. My daitcha. But Aula Breder of Eloi said that kol tzorche cholos ina yedei nochri b'shabes. And what Rabam Nuna said. That called a vash in basakana, or melano krivio seven. I mean, Echlom is a year bad day. Of a Markov is a year bad day. The Kami to Pata. Amalai, no, Mika Rizvi, the Kaika Vasaka. I'll tell you the same thing I said to him. Vishani lay, Misaya, in Babamash. A mema shall make Kalina beyond the Shanish Roshana. Amal Ravashi or a mema. He's the Amarava. Made beyond the Rishon, Yitaskubo Amami. Beyond the Shani, Yitaskubo, he saw a Philip Shreya in Tom Shoshana. Masha'in came to Beitza, and this is basically similar to Beitza, a special case for Kavod HaMeis. Omar Lei, Ana Kenar Doi Svirali, the Amri Af Beitza, Motamai Daitcha, Dilma Me Abri Lei Le'elul, Amri Af Chinen Abarkarim, Yemot Ezra Ve'elech, Lomatzino Elul Mubar, Veino Fin Pitin Gritzin Elorikikin, Tanarabon, Beit Shammai Omri Neino Fin Pat Ava Bepesa, Ubeit Ileo, Matirin, kama pata va, mrevuna tefach, shkirmatir lechma panim tefach, maskar rabbi Yosef, heaven's sakes, im omru bezrizin, yamru bshenu's reason, omru bata meila, yamru bachena meila, im omru beitzim yeveshim, yamru beitzim lachim, im omru betanur cham, yamru betanur tzonim, im omru betanur shamatechet, yamru betanur shacheres, omru virme baarba, sheilit it's rabbi beyichud, ming hu, rab, what? And he told me the meaning of pata va is pat meru ba, it's just a idiot. Syncretic way of referring to it. Sheilat is Rabbi Biyuchud Umanu, who is that Rabbeinu HaKadosh? My pat ava pat meruba. My correlate pat ava. Mishum de nefisha belishur. Maybe because Atzer Daitana pat meruba pat ava korule. And the point over here is because of Tirchi Yisera. Michte. If it's mishum de katarach Tirchi lo tzarechu. Semayr be Pesach. Afilu bishar yomim tevi nami. Inachi nami. Vetana beyavta de Pesach koi. And that's where Gabriel was referring stam to Yomim Tovim, but that's the idea. So the shaila is, what type of tirch are you going on? That's all that Rabbi Gabriel was being machmer on. Not to be tereach, overly tereach. V'tana b'yom tov pesach koi, tani rami yachi, b'yit shamay omrim, en ovin pat merubah b'yom tov, u'beit yilel matirin. Af hu amar shlosha dvarim lahakel, mechabdim b'yit amitot, menichin et ha'mugmar b'yom tov, v'osim b'yidim b'kulis b'lei lepsochim, v'chachamim osrim. Omre v'asi, machloket legab mer avla ria dem kommt me sve yem bekhabn bet mit tot biom tog shobet rab yom yom bekhabdi omre blaz rab sarig no don't exaggerate by me ma bein ikhnasti akhre avla bet rab yom yom lo yom bekhabdin bet mit tot biom tog rabdim ot mi erev yom tog or sit a lamp sadini le machar kishorchim nikhnasim misakin mit sadini venim tsa bayit mit khabed me lam Amrullah, it's impossible, because if you can't have for Shabbos, but the last is cake, how would the Chachamim argue about that? The ain't menichin, it's a mugmar b'yom tov, shabbat rabbi gamliel menichin. Amrullah, but that's a rabbi tzadok, pam, yimar b'enich, nasti achrei abba l'bet rabbi gamliel, v'lo hoyu menichin, it's a mugmar b'yom tov, el mevin adar skaot shal barzel, u'mashnin otom mi'erev yom tov, and then poki nikveim erev yom tov, l'mocha kishorken nikvasim, potchin et nikveim, v'nim tzabayit mitkamir me'elav. Amrullah, no, if that was the story, can you know what I think, Sonny? Your dad told you that, so you wouldn't bother about why you don't do it in your house. That's probably what happened. Now you remember that as the uvda, you know? Probably asked your father as a kid, you know, hey, we don't do that. Nah, they don't really do it. It's just from there before you had to they open up. So you accepted what he told you, you know? But that's not what happened. Amravasi, machloket, elehit ma'achi, amravasi, machloket la'riach, avala gamer asur, iboilu, ma'olashin, tribir mi abarav, amarav asur, shmo amal mutar. Ravuna ma'asur mit neshu mechabeh, amalei ramnach, v'neimu ma'am neshu ma'avir, amalei, I'm saying, tchilato mechabeh, sofo ma'avir, he's got a problem on both ends. Amrav Yehuda, but agabi gachelet, that means it would be awesome, agabi cheres would be mutar. Rab Omar, I have to take it to write something completely new. Agabi cheres, nami asur, be sure to come, Molly. Great, I will start with Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef again tomorrow.